stop encouragement from the Holy Spirit? Does he ever tire of encouraging us? Praise God. Well, he's here again today to encourage us. Praise God. It's called Gathered Together in One. And we'll see this as we go on here this morning. In the early verses of Ephesians chapter 1, we're looking at God's will for us in the present age. And in later verses, also in the ages to come. So we're going to see this morning what God's chosen will for us in this present age and in the age that's to come. Might that be interesting to have a look at? Does anyone think this world's going to continue on forever? Is this present age coming to an end and a whole new age beginning? Hallelujah. Well, we found out a little bit about it here this morning. Praise God. Praise God. So, Ephesians 1 and verse 5, we're looking at God's will for us here in this present time right now. Having Ephesians 1 verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, for a start, it would be great to see that God's will brings him great pleasure. I mean, what picture have you got of God the Father? Because he's full of great good pleasure. He's pleased with his will. He's really pleased with what he's doing. He's really pleased with his plan. And if you and I are in the center of that plan, then all the pleasure and all the goodness falls on us as well. Amen. So look at what his good pleasure and his will was to get you, me, to a pre-planned, planned place to be adopted as his sons and as his daughters. Praise God. This is the good pleasure of his will. Hallelujah. You bring him immense pleasure. If you're his child right now, if you're his son right now, if you're his daughter right now, you bring him immense pleasure. Thank you, Jesus. The good pleasure of his will. He's greatly pleasured by you who accept Jesus and come to him through Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't have to do anything further to please him. He's so utterly delighted that you've chosen Jesus and you're in the Father. We will continue to please him because we want to and we love to. But he's so full of pleasure that you and I are in Christ Jesus today. He's rejoicing. Hallelujah. He's rejoicing much more than we're rejoicing. Hallelujah. In the good pleasure of his will. Now, how does he adopt us? Well, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. To the praise of the glory of his grace. I mean, we're going to be praising him for his grace for all eternity. Everything comes free gift, fully paid for by the Lord. Totally undeserved favor. Everything comes flowing out of grace to us from the Lord. By which he made us accepted in the beloved. If you weren't here last week, ask for a copy of In the Beloved. And you'll see some wonderful things there. So he adopted us. It tells us in verse 5, by Christ Jesus to himself. We're adopted, if you're in Christ, if you've come to Christ. We are adopted by Christ Jesus to himself, to the Father. See, Jesus said, no one can come to the Father except through me. We're adopted through Christ. To the Father. Hallelujah. No one can come any other way, Jesus said, except by me to the Father. Jesus is the door into this wonderful relationship with the Father. He's the way in. To the praise of the glory of his grace, I'm adopted as God the Father's child as a free gift through Jesus. Soon as I come to Jesus, I'm adopted as Father's child into Father's family as a free gift through Jesus. Jesus said in John 1 and verse 12, to as many as received, or John tells us this, to as many as received him, to those he gave the right to become the children of God. As soon as you receive Jesus, he gives you the right. You're in the family once you receive Jesus. He's given his son Jesus. If you receive him, he adopts you, the Father adopts you as his child, as his son, as his daughter. Is it wonderful? Praise God, all through Jesus, to those who believe in his name. Now, 33 years ago, I was counting it up last evening, I went into a meeting, and when they started worshiping in the meeting, I said, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me for my sin. I want to follow you now. That's all I said in the meeting. From that second, I was adopted as Father's son. Because I'd simply received Jesus. I said, Jesus, I want to follow you. Count me in as a follower of yours. But I didn't realize the full extent of what door I was going through. Didn't realize that I was now, from that moment, from that second, adopted as Father's son. Amen. That I'm in the family of God, accepted and beloved. It's wonderful. We saw that God the Father makes you accepted in the beloved. You can't do anything to make yourself accepted. No, he has to make you accepted, and he makes you accepted by putting you into his beloved son, Jesus, who's totally acceptable before him. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the good pleasure of God's will, that you come to him through Jesus. How does our Father, we're asking all questions here this morning, how does Father make me accepted in his beloved Son? Look at verse 7. In him, that's in his beloved Son Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. As soon as I came to Jesus, I said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm coming to you. I want to be forgiven. I want to follow you. From that moment, I had redemption. No. From that moment, totally washed clean forever by the Father. I didn't realize the full extent of this at that stage. You learn about it later. You get wonderfully saved, and then you start to read and discover all that God has done for you. And, of course, you're rejoicing for forever. Praise God. So we have redemption through his blood. I'm not working towards redemption. I'm not working towards being saved. You can't work towards it. No, he has to redeem you. He has to do the work to redeem you. And to save you, save me from my sins. I am redeemed in Christ. Finished work. I am redeemed in Christ. Finished work. I can stand totally confident in his finished work. He says, Paul, you're redeemed. He says, Merle, you're redeemed. Glory to God. Glory to God. You put your own name in there. You're redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. It's wonderful. You see, sin had to be taken out of the way by Jesus. The problem before I came to him was that sin blocked the way. Sin had to be taken out of the way. And Jesus took my sin out of the way. He took the punishment for all our sin on the cross. He washed us clean, and now we're fully accepted and redeemed. I mean, when Jesus washes you, you're clean. Praise God. We're standing in his beautiful cleanness. We're standing in his finished work. It's beautiful. Now, when you see who you truly are in Christ, you start to live like that. You start to live clean. Why? Because you are clean. Glory to God. Sometimes it takes a bit of time for the truth to dawn on us. I don't need to be in that because you've washed me clean and freed me out from it. And now I can live free and clean in Christ. It's lovely. So God the Father has redeemed us. He's adopted us. He's accepted us according to the good pleasure of his will. He's really pleasured at the thought of you redeemed. He's really pleasured at the thought of you adopted. He's really pleasured and delighted at the thought of you fully accepted. He can accept you now in his Son, Jesus. It's wonderful. It's the good pleasure of his will, all of that. Praise God. I'm not trying to twist God's arm. This is his whole plan already for whoever will come to him. If you've not come to Jesus yet, you just come today like I came in the meeting and say, Jesus, don't understand all this, but you come and wash me and you receive me and I'll follow you. It's all you have to do. It's wonderful. And you're starting a magnificent adventure with God. Ephesians 1 and verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Now, can you see he's made known to us the mystery of his will? We've just been looking down through it. Amen? That's his will. He's made known to us. So we're clear now what God's will is. We're perfectly clear about what God's will is. Some people are trying to figure out what the will of God is for them. No, well, it's Ephesians 1 to 14 is his will for you. Glory to God. Now we're going to see this. He starts to speak about in verse 10, which is our key scripture this morning. He starts speaking about in the age to come. Anyone looking at verse 10? That in the whole of the Bible is all summarized perfectly in these early verses of Ephesians 1. If you never read another thing, you've got the whole message there forever. So, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, that means when these present times have reached their fulfillment, or when we come to the end of this age is ending, and time is ending, and time is going to come to a finish, look at his plan. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, here it is again, in him. Now here's his plan for the end of all time and what's going to continue forever into eternity. Let's look at it again. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, in other words, when these present times have reached their fulfillment, or when we come to the end of this age, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. So we can see here, God the Father's plan is to gather in one all things in Christ, to gather into a powerful unity all things that are in Christ, in one, in Him. There's His plan for the end of the age. God the Father has made known to us His will for the end of this age, to gather together in one all things in Christ, in Him. Now, here's the glorious news. Father has redeemed you, adopted you, chosen you in Christ, placed you into Christ the Beloved, and He's made you totally ready for His end time plan. His plan is He's going to gather everything together in one in Christ, and He has you already in Christ. We're all already in the one. To be gathered together in the one that we're in, Christ Jesus. He's made everything. He's made all the conditions absolutely perfect for you and for me in Christ to be totally ready. If He came right now, if you're in Christ, you're totally ready. Ready to be gathered into one. Into Christ for all eternity. I mean, see, this is the assurance that God gives us, that we have perfect assurance and certainty for this age, but we also have eternal certainty for the coming age. All in Christ. All free gift. All unearned. All unworked for. That's the security of our position in Him. This is the mystery of God's will made known to us, that He has fully redeemed, adopted, and accepted us in His beloved Son, Jesus, and that you and I are now ready to be gathered together in one glorious unity of all things in Christ. Wow. Wow. How will this gathering happen? Go to 1 Thessalonians 4. He's done everything that's needed. You're in everything that's needed. You're no longer concerned, worried, and anxious about what might happen in the future. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. We're looking at 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, because we're looking, how is He going to gather us all together in one in Christ? How is it going to happen? Anyone interested? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now notice here, this is no secret arrival. Oh, no, this is no secret arrival. There's teaching around about a secret rapture. No, He comes down with a shout. I mean, if God shouts, it doesn't end with a shout. With the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. Trumpet means triumph and victory. With the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ rise first. The whole world is going to see and hear this. I mean, somebody said to me one time, I really had to laugh. They said, well, of course, with television nowadays, if the Lord arrives, you know, at least we'll be able to get Him on a television camera and we'll all be able to see Him because we've all got TV everywhere. I mean, when the Lord comes, breaks the heaven and comes down, everyone's going to be stopped utterly in their tracks with the glory of His arrival. Hallelujah. I mean, the sound is so loud that the dead arise. Hallelujah. I mean, the shout is so powerful. A noise loud enough to waken the dead. Have you ever heard that expression? Here it is. This arrival of God is so powerful that those who died believing in Christ rise to life. A noise so great to awaken the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain, you see, we could be alive when the Lord returns. We could be alive on the earth, or we could have gone, our spirits could have gone to be with him. But look and see what happens. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. In the Now, who are the them? Those who are in Christ. The dead in Christ, those who died believing in Christ, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Glory to Jesus. I mean, see, this is what we've been looking at in Ephesians 1:10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. The Lord comes down with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and there's the dead in Christ arise first. What is the sign of the Lord's return? The sign of the Lord's return is that you are standing with every saint around you that ever was. Praise God. All the great saints in Christ, all the great believers in God right down through the age from Noah onwards to Gideon and Samson and Elijah and Elisha Moses and Abraham and all the saints. When they're all standing around you, you know the Lord's returned. You know you're ready for takeoff. Praise God. You see, because we all take off together. Is it wonderful? Caught up together. Or as it says in Ephesians 1:10, gathered together in one all things in Christ. That's why it's important to be in Christ. To be in relationship with him, because then you're ready for this return of Christ, of the Lord. So we who are in Christ are destined to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Look at the phrase. To always be with the Lord forever. To always be with the Lord forever. Praise God. That in the Ephesians 1:10, in the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. We're in Christ, ready to be gathered together the moment the Lord decides he's wrapping the show up. Praise you, Jesus. Look at verse 13 back in Ephesians 1. In him, that's in Christ, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, verse 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. So I'm in Christ, and Father says, in case you're in any doubt, I seal you with my Holy Spirit. And in case you're in any further doubt, I guarantee your inheritance. Praise you, Jesus. Filled with Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit, guaranteed your future inheritance. All in the person Christ Jesus. Is it wonderful? How do you know you're sealed with the Holy Spirit? Well, look at verse 13. Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The moment I put my faith in Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Glory to God. It's wonderful. You were sealed. Our inheritance is promised, sealed, guaranteed by God's Holy Spirit. All of our present life and future life in Christ is according to the good pleasure of God's will for us. Anyone pleased? Anyone think it's wonderful? Because God my Father has chosen, redeemed, adopted me, and accepted me in his beloved Son Jesus, sealed me with his Holy Spirit, I'm ready for the Lord. To be caught up together with all the saints. To be gathered together in one in Christ, in him. To be with the Lord forever. Praise you, Jesus. I live in every heavenly spiritual blessing in Christ in this age. And I'm ready to live forever in every spiritual blessing in Christ for the age to come. It's all done. It's all done. It's all guaranteed. It's all sealed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, the scripture says in another place, he who has this hope purifies himself. Because you see, you're in Christ, the pure, the lovely one, the beloved one in whom you are delighting. And so we're being conformed into his image. We're being conformed into his image. But everything is bought for us separate from all of that. Everything is bought for us separate from what anything that we'll do. Is that true? I mean, see, you could easily abuse this gospel, couldn't you? But we're not going to. No, no, no. The Holy Spirit says, no, we think of better things concerning you. Because everything is freely given from Jesus, and we've received every lovely thing from him, and we've received all the finished work of the Father, and so it causes us to respond to him. It causes us to lead a life of response to him forever. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now have a look over these scriptures yourself in the week. The whole entire message of the whole Bible is all in these verses. Nothing further you need. It's all stated most magnificently by the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1, if you go 1 to 14 or so there. You go on beyond it. It's just absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, would you want to thank him that you are ready to be with Jesus and the Father forever in heaven as a free gift? Would that bring some thanksgiving from you? Do you want to thank him? Is this news to you? Is it news to you? Never heard this before. Is it news to you? Has anyone read those scriptures before? Praise God. It's when you see the whole thing put together, it's just magnificent. You see the whole plan of God all put together most wonderfully. Father, we thank you. We're living in the joy of all of this now. We're living in the joy of all of this right now. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in the certainty of all of this right now. Thank you, Jesus. We're before you not with a righteousness of our own, not with a righteousness that came from the law. We're before you in the righteousness that's come by the beloved Son, Jesus. We're secure forever. You're going to be there. You're going to be there. You're going to say, oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you were talking about that Sunday. Praise God. We are all going to stand there. The Father's going to come down with a shout. The dead in Christ are going to be raised. And we're all going to be caught up in the air to be with the Lord forever. Totally real. Totally sealed promise of God by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Every time I take off in a plane, I think, Lord, here's a little taste. Woo! I mean, you think we're going to be laughing, shouting, cheering, celebrating Christ as we're gone in a split second off the earth. Thank you, Jesus. You see, what the Lord does, he separates everything that's in Christ to him. Everything else will be dealt with, will come under judgment. But we'll be separated right out in a split second from the whole lot, ready to come to the new heaven and the new earth that he's got for us, the wonderful future that he's got for us. He's going to clean this whole earth up. It's going to be burned with fire. It's like a purifying fire. It's going to go around this earth. It's going to all be purified. And then we're all coming down together in Christ to live perfectly as he planned from the very beginning. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God.